bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Always makes me want to get up and dance. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I want to remind you, we're at the Pell Experience Center in Brookfield. We've been here all day. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock. You can still have time to come hang out, live broadcast. We were here. The Truth, WTMJ, ESPN, Milwaukee, all here. Why are we here? Well, one of the reasons you should stop by, come in. You can do it online, in person, over the phone. You can go to PellaWI.com. Make sure you sign up. We're still giving away some amazing prizes. Somebody today, if you schedule and complete your consultation by July 31st, is going to get picked to get $2,000 off of your project of $5,000 or more. So just say it for me. You might want to try to sign up. It's an interesting day today. And so I'm just going to like sit here, stand here, and get right to it with number five.
Number five.
So I don't know how to break it to you. I really don't. This was an interesting story, and it's from WISN.com. Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau Director and his wife were found dead. Dane County deputies discovered the director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety for Wisconsin State Patrol, David Pabst, and his wife, Teresa Pabst, dead in their home in Middleton after a family member found their bodies. According to the Dane County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to the home after a family member found the bodies, and the family member had gone to check because they didn't arrive at their expected destination on Tuesday morning. Investigators believe their son, James Pabst, 25, shot his parents around 9 p.m. on Monday evening in the home they shared, and the handgun was legally purchased by the James. Wisconsin State Patrol located James driving a white Honda Accord westbound on U.S. Highway 14 in Vernon County. As around 4 o'clock on Tuesday, Vernon County Sheriff's deputies initiated a traffic stop near Patterson Road. James initially pulled over but then refused to exit the vehicle or respond to law enforcement. After an hour without response, officers approached the vehicle and found that he had died by suicide. So, unfortunate act here in Wisconsin. That's something we'll have to deal with. And then we move on.
Number four.
Well, we talked about the crime rate in terms of homicide being up. And we thought that the crime rate for other crimes would be down. But then there's last night. Milwaukee police are investigating two separate shootings that happened within an hour of each other that landed an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, and 20-year-old in the hospital. The first shooting happened just before midnight last night near 16th and Greenfield. Police said an 18-year-old arrived at a local hospital with gunshot injuries. It's uncertain what led to the shooting. They're still looking for a gunman. And the second incident was at about 12:30 this morning near North Humboldt and Singer Circle. 19-year-old and a 20-year-old arrived at the hospital with gunshot wounds, and they don't know what led to the shooting, and they're looking for the gunman. These are separate instances, separate incidents. So anyone with information that will lead to an arrest or information on either shooting should contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7360. And I guess it's just, we're just going to be talking about moving on to number three. We're going to just talk about a day of crime.
Number three.
So some people take an oath, like a police officer, to serve, protect, to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And then there's some people by the name of Travis Schwentes. Former public defender is charged in a prostitution ring, entered in a guilty plea in a prostitution ring. Prosecutors charged Travis Schwentes, 54, with crimes related to misdemeanors on prostitution and abusing his public office in the prostitution ring, investigators said, operate out of the near West Side Milwaukee apartment building. That's called misconduct in public office. I don't know why they wrote this story to soften that for him, which is unthinkable, but hey, the media today. In the criminal complaint, investigators say Schwentes signed a government form where defendants detail their finances to determine if they qualify for a public defender. The complaint said Schwentes knew the information about a woman's finances was false. The hundreds of pages of unsealed search warrants and affidavits show he may have paid at least three clients, women he represented, for sex. Wisconsin's rules for professional conduct for attorneys prohibit lawyers from having, like you would think that, right? It prohibits lawyers from having sexual relationships with clients unless their relationship existed before the legal representation began. And we know it didn't. Court records also show that detectives scoured his phone, finding sexually explicit photos and saying Schwentes represented several of the women in his phone in criminal cases while he was their public defender. Detectives also found a volume of Venmo payments, PayPal transactions to the women, like, you know, Joy and Just Us and Justice, ranging from $20 to $1,500. High price. One woman told investigators that most of the time they talked about their cases was at midnight while both were lying in Schwentes' bed. So you're sleeping with the people that you're supposed to be representing as a lawyer. Okay. That is misconduct in public office. However, prosecutors also charged five other people, get this, with misdemeanors, including a retired judge and a now resigned city of Milwaukee firefighter. On July 9th, that is, wait a minute, yesterday, court records indicated he entered a guilty plea for a felony count of making false representation to qualify for assignment of counsel and two misdemeanor counts of prostitution. That's for the girls. Five charges were dismissed as part of the plea deal, which included a felony count of solicitation of prostitution, a felony count of office misconduct. And it's not office misconduct. That is the, like, whoever wrote this story should go back and learn how to read. It's misconduct in public office and two misdemeanors of prosecution. But these are the types of things that we see in cases today that we see in the media where they write to soften the blow. I'm pretty sure, and you'll have to prove it to me, that if this person happened to be Caucasian, would you really write the story that way, or would it be detailed and give very specific information? That's all I'm saying. I'm just questioning it. I'm not accusing. I'm just questioning it. At some point, that needs to be corrected. It really does. It needs to be corrected because then you'll get a full picture of what exactly happened. And now we'll talk about at number two, the person I like to call a sucker punk cop.
Number two.
So here's the deal. Defense lawyers and federal prosecutors recently signaled they're close to reaching a deal with former Milwaukee police officer charged with helping a felon target rival gang members. Assistant U.S. State's Attorney Kevin Knight said during a June 4th hearing for Juwan Matlock in U.S. District Court, "We've been in pretty regular communication with defense counsel about the case, and we've had some back and forth in terms of pretrial resolution. I think those conversations have been productive. I believe we can resolve the case. We just need a little bit more time." The case against Matlock stems from a phone investigator said they discovered at a gang member's home. And according to court records, the phone contained text messages between gang member and Matlock. Text messages, according to the complaint, also said the two discussed buying Glock firearms from the officer. Prosecutors said Matlock also used a police database to identify identical vehicles and get plates to put on that particular person's, the convicted felon, their stolen car. They also said Matlock shared the names and photographs of fellow police officers who were investigating the felon's activities or involved in other investigative work. A federal agent said Matlock used his law enforcement database, that's NCIC, National Crime Index computer, to obtain and provide home addresses for at least three of the felon's rival gang members. Matlock wrote to the felon, according to the complaint, referencing the two rivals, "Let me know if you need that." And then he put a map pen emoji. "Them spots should be good." They're scheduled to talk about it in court on July 18th. It'll be interesting what comes from this. It'll be interesting because with all the things that are happening to law enforcement officers right now, all the tragedy, it's a little unconscionable for someone to take advantage of their job, their badge, the fact that they took an oath and they discarded it as if it were trash. So I hope the deal includes something with jail time, something with prison time. I don't wish it on anybody, but when you dishonor the badge to the point where you commit felonies, I think it's time that you're made an example of. And then we'll move to number one.
Number one.
We talked about it earlier today. New information from the case involving the police officers who were shot. Public record is showing Fox6Now.com that court filings reveal there's new information and that witnesses told investigators the man accused didn't know he was firing at the police. Did you hear that? You didn't hear that? Okay, there's other people sitting around. Come on. So, preliminary hearing for Jones is postponed because witnesses have now told the Milwaukee police that the shooter didn't know that it was the police. And we talked about it earlier. For those who don't remember, Officer Kendall Corder and Christopher McCray were shot near 25th and Garfield in Milwaukee on June 26th as they searched for a shooting suspect. Now, court filings reveal the man accused of shooting the officers, Tremaine Jones, said he initially didn't know the people he shot were police. Three people were charged, Tremaine Jones, Brashawn Tyler, and Jermella Kittler, were all charged in connection with the case. The prosecutor said Kittler was involved in the fights that ultimately brought Jones to the location, and then later, because of the argument and fighting, brought the police to 25th and Garfield on June 26th. Fox 6 Now got a hold of the video that appears to show Jones with a large firearm and yelling. Prosecutors say Tyler and Jones later got into a shootout. Newly filed search warrants say investigators got Jones and Tyler's DNA to compare to the guns they found at the crime scene. In an affidavit, a witness to the fight and the shooting said that after the shooting, Jones went and hid in the nearby bushes. The witness say they saw Corder and McCray approaching the area where Jones was hiding. They had flashlights. That's when the gunshots erupted from the bushes. So what was said is after the shooting, the witness said Jones said he didn't know there were cops and thought it was somebody else. Jones then said he'd better get out of there because he had just killed a cop. That's what they said in the court filings. Police then found 16 rifle cartridges and the semi-automatic rifle-style pistol with Jones's fingerprints on it. They also found a backpack with his personal documents in it. So, you saying you weren't there, I don't think that's going to fly. What they didn't tell you is they probably don't have it back yet, is they checked DNA on the cartridges and fingerprints on the cartridges because you had to load it and you had to put it in there. So that means that there's a transference of evidence and that might seal the deal. After shooting, prosecutors say that Kittler took Jones to her house near 37th and Villard, and that's where they were both arrested. And so preliminary hearings were supposed to take place yesterday. Those have been postponed because I'm pretty sure the defense attorney has to deal with the new evidence that they have. I'm torn. You tell me, 833-212-1017, would you accept a plea deal from Tremaine Jones, from all three, who had something to do with the killing of a police officer? Would you take a plea deal and have him serve a set sentence? Or do you want a trial so he can possibly get 40 years to life? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. When we come back, I'm going to dive into that. I'm going to dive into the talking text line. I'm going to dive into the YouTube chat. I want to remind you that we are here live at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. If you hear all this noise, that's the interns and the sports people, Danielle, Kyle, Gina, everybody's running off at the mouth. Why? Because we're out here at the Pella Experience Center. They're actually having an experience, but you should have it too. So if you can't make it, if you can't, you can call or you can go online to PellaWI.com and make sure that you enter in, because otherwise you're going to win any of the prizes. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow up and find out who won. And if your name isn't in it, guess what? I'm going to laugh at you. Or you can just go to PellaWI.com before July 31st and get schedule complete, your in-home consultation. Remember, 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. You can go to PellaWI.com and sign up because that's why we're here, the Pella Experience. If you could see this place, you would be amazed, right? And so I teased her earlier and said, hey, there are no prices on that, right? But what you have to realize is that the package that you get is going to be something where somewhere between 50 and 90% of what you spend is going to come back and increase the value of your house so that the next generation or the generation after, your kids, your grandkids, may sell that house and make a significant amount of money on it by virtue of the fact that you were able to make sure it was stable, it was safe, and that it had something on it that could increase in price. So if I were you, I would just go to PellaWI.com and check it out. And don't look for the gift that was the Brewers uniform that was worn, because I stole it already. So I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. Like, I tried. It was tough, right? But I figure I'm not a cop anymore, so I can't arrest myself. And I know how to avoid cops because, you know, I used to be one. So I just... It was calling for liberty. It said, hey, save me. And so I had to save it. It was there on a hanger. It was all buttoned up. He said, hey, can you take me off? I need to get off this hanger. And so I said, absolutely. And I took it off. Next thing I know, it was in my car. I was at home in the garage. And I had this Brewers jersey. So, you know, that works out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see what y'all are talking on. Y'all are blowing up talking text line. Curly Q said, I was in West Virginia as well. Really? Okay. Oh, Kwanda, when are you going home? Are you still in the hospital? When are you going home? So here's the thing. If we're going to do a meetup, we're going to do a meetup, and I'm going to have to do my show remotely from Kwanda, from Kwanda's hospital room in Florida. So we're going to get the name and the number, and we're going to all get on the airplane, and everybody on the talking text line is going to go to her. No, I'm just kidding. We're just teasing because we know Kwanda's resting well and doing really great. Hope everything is okay. Laron said, you're supposed to label those fish sticks and lawn care. Okay, I don't know what that means. See, here's the problem I have. You all talk to each other more than you talk to me. I feel some kind of way about that. I just feel some kind of way about that. Now, Melody said, of course, solidarity to the MKE bus drivers because she's a union person. I get it. But going back to that one, you're going to shut down bus transportation for people that don't have access to cars in the entire million-plus person county. Does that make any sense? I mean, I get it, but, well, I guess they didn't swear to anything, so they'll just walk off the job, right? Kind of reminds you of teachers, doesn't it? I know, that was a low blow. Interesting. I mean, I've been in unions. I'm a member of a union or two, so I get the whole union solidarity. But at some point, especially when you're talking about something that deals with the public and public facing, do you really want to go on strike to make more money? And people that are indigent, people that are handicapped, people that are disabled can't get where they need to be because you want more money. I get it. But there's a balancing act at some point. You have to trust your union officials to go in and argue your point and make your argument stick to where you come to a decision. And it's not a compromise. It's an agreement. And then get it signed off and do it. Right now, Milwaukee County Transit, they have a 98% strike vote. So that anytime those talks break down, they're going to strike. It's almost automatic. So that's something to think about. Miles said, if the prints on the cartridges prove that he shot the officer, then he has to pay for it. Well, we need to find out if the weapon used in shooting the Milwaukee police officers was legal. And the cartridges, if it was legal, then that means the person who put the bullets in the cartridge, put the cartridges in the weapon did not break the law because it was a legal weapon, right? I know people will use that as an excuse and as a reason to say we need to get rid of guns, but I think the bigger picture is what type of behavior were you exhibiting that caused you to even have a gun of that caliber and actually use it? That's a perfect example of when you're learning firearms training, you never shoot where you can't see. You don't shoot through closed doors. You don't shoot through walls. You only shoot what you see, because then you'll make a terrible mistake. And Officer Carter is a victim of that terrible mistake, and he lost his life. So, Not Really a City Girl finally appeared. Where you been? We've been hollering about you the entire afternoon. You haven't been to class today. Can't understand that. Terrible. So, one of the things that we need to also cover when I get back is we want to look at tennis, right? I know it's a sport. I don't usually talk about sports, but something interesting happened, and something that has, I don't think, ever happened before in Wimbledon history. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We are live at the Pella Experience Center. We'll be right back in Brookfield.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Outstanding.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number, live from the Experience Center right here in Brookfield, Wisconsin. We'll be here all day. We'll be here to 6 o'clock. We got about 26 more minutes. We're going to be hanging out. And all you got to do is go to PellaWI.com and schedule and complete your consultation by July 31st. And you'll be eligible to possibly be chosen to get $2,000 off your $5,000 project. So make sure you check it out. Exclusive offers, giveaways every 2 hours just today. Go to PellaWI.com. 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. So make sure you check it out.
So one of the things, what happened? Hello?
What happened? All right, there we go. That's what happens when you push a button and you're not supposed to. So what I did is I turned it all the way down. I coughed. And then when I did this, I didn't turn it up. And then so when I talked, it didn't light up. And I went, oh, something's wrong. And it's like, turn the button, fool. So I turned the button. Now, granted, the interns and the marketing manager are looking at me like, they were giving me that look, like, dumb. It was dumb. Well, yeah, it's dumb, right? Hey, it's called live radio. I don't know if you all understand that yet. You know, I'm not going to talk about the shirts they're wearing. we're gonna leave that alone. 833-212-1017 is the number. And don't be walking in front of my camera with that shirt on either. I'm watching you. No, I'm just teasing. Some of our teammates from ESPN Milwaukee are hanging around here. So they had a great time here today. They broadcast live, 620 WTMJ was here this morning. And so here we are. I'm telling you. So, talking text line, we were talking about the unions and the bus and all that other stuff earlier. Melody said, for 18 months after being hired as an MKE bus driver, you must call in every day at 4 o'clock to find out the next day's shift. First, second, or third. Off at 11 p.m., be back at 6 a.m. Talk to a driver before you talk trash. I could talk trash. First of all, Melody, I can talk trash about anything I want, and if you don't like it, I understand it. Thank you for replying. But here's the deal. That's a job that you signed up for. Nobody twisted your arm. Nobody made you take the job. You took it. Now, some people had to take it because they needed a job. That I respect. But if you stayed in a job, and clearly you didn't because, you know, that's how life goes, you got to call in every day. That's called your job. If you don't like it, quit. And go find another job. But what you can't do is I'm not taking up. And the only reason you're taking up for them is because they're in a union. Do you take up for other people that are not in unions that get jerked around and talked about and taken advantage of? I doubt it. I doubt it, seriously. So I get what you're saying. And I can appreciate the hard work that drivers do. I know a lot of bus drivers in Milwaukee, and they do an absolutely fine, upstanding, stellar job. But I'm not going to kiss the ring because they decided to be a bus driver. It's like being a police officer or a firefighter. You chose the job. If you don't like it, quit. Same thing with teachers. If anywhere you're public facing, if you're a barista, you don't like people, too bad. You'll either get fired or you should probably quit. But I'm not going to feel sorry for you because you made the choice yourself. Just have to live with your choice. And sometimes that's a little hard. Sometimes that's an issue. And I get it. But in the end, it doesn't matter. So watch this. Not really a city girl on the talking on the YouTube chat said, hey, Dr. Ken, I'm here. I've been busy getting ready for our annual financial audits at work. You using work as an excuse. Okay, I'm just teasing. Because I was just complaining about somebody else using work as an excuse. But those are the types of things we have to deal with. Those are the types of things that you, decisions that you make in your life, that may or may not be something that works for you, but it is what it is. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. WISN.com was talking today, and we talked about it the other day. I really didn't dive into it because I got tired of hearing about it, how many Walgreens stores that are going to shut down. It's just a matter of time. Two more locations in southeastern Wisconsin are shutting down while a third store modifies its operation. 76th Street on Milwaukee's north side and on Memorial Drive in Wisconsin. Racine Pharmacy at 76th Street closed July 1st, with the entire store set to close July 28th. The pharmacy at 2nd of Wisconsin in downtown Milwaukee is closing on the 21st, which is where it's connected to 3rd Street Market Hall. So that'll be interesting. The rest of the store will remain open. One customer said they come here all the time and I'm kind of disabled and you can't get around too well. And it just seems like one store after another. That's what happens to stores when people steal out of them and cause them to lose money. Walgreens said prescriptions from closing locations will automatically transfer to nearby stores for 76th Street. The nearest alternative is 1.5 miles away at 91st and Good Hope. Store employees will transfer to other Walgreens locations throughout the city. That's according to a store employee who requested to remain anonymous. Another customer said, I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and we need Walgreens around here. I literally moved from one neighborhood to be closer to another Walgreens because basically that's where I shop a lot. That's a reflection of us not having grocery stores in every community. You either need big box grocery stores or you need a chain. And so now we have so many of the large chain stores leaving. Many of the mom and pop stores are going out of business. Walmart refuses to really have a shopping store in Milwaukee. Why? Because you're going to lose too much money. But again, it goes back to crime. Today, it doesn't matter if you're in a suburb or in the city. Crime is a problem and it's a factor. And that means that if you as a citizen are not going to help, you as a customer are not going to help people not commit crimes, well, then you're part of the problem. And so Walgreens is closing out. But I remember maybe a year or two ago, when Ms. Brewer, the then CEO of Walgreens in Illinois, quote unquote, left the position or retired. And I thought that was strange at the time, but now it makes sense. When you see the writing on the wall that eventually this store, this company is going to have to downsize, I guess the question is, would you want to be the person that's known before you left as a person that downsized or quite possibly went out of business? Well, I say no. So I think it was a proper move. When that time comes, it's time for you. It's better to do it before they downsize than to have them downsize and then blame you and then fire you. Which I guess it only goes to reputation because either way you get paid. So really doesn't matter. So I would just hope you don't, you know, own stock in the company. I'm just saying because they may or may not be doing well. 833-212-1017. Is the number. When we come back, I've got a related story. We're going to be talking about the pick and save because we know Walgreens are closing. And if you can't go to Walgreens, I don't understand. Well, let me, that's insensitive. I was going to say, I don't understand why people would go shopping in a Walgreens. I was there the other day and people were literally doing their grocery shopping in Walgreens. And then I realized it's the only store around in that particular neighborhood that you could actually do your grocery shopping. The problem is, I don't know if they have the volume that would enable the prices to be low enough for me to be able to afford it long term. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll talk about Milwaukee Pick and Save, when we talked about over on 35th Street in Metcalf Park, and what customers are saying as to whether or not they want that store to remain open. We're live at the Pella Experience Center. We're going to be hanging out here for a few more minutes. We got about 15, 17 more minutes. We're going to be here with you. We've been here all day, 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. with live broadcasts from The Truth, WTMJ, and ESPN Milwaukee. Today is the day that you could either go online and you'd be entered in to win amazing prizes. You can get Brewer tickets and ESPN College Game Day ticket passes and tailgate passes. You can see Iowa try to whoop up on Wisconsin. You got game tickets there, State Fair Park, and much, much more along with Green Bay. Check it out. Go to PellaWI.com. You have to schedule, complete, or have your consultation here by July 31st, and you could be eligible to get a $2,000 off your project of $5,000 or more, right? You can always go to that place, PellaWI.com. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, live from the Pella Experience Center in Brookville.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. We're live here at the Pella Experience Center in Brookville, Wisconsin. Been here all day. We're rolling out at 6 o'clock. I got two big, beefy, dark ESPN shirt-wearing people looking at me like, hey, time. And the reason is because what? Because what I thought was going to be a really nice, beautiful, wonderful day is only because I'm inside in a gracious, beautiful place here at the Pella Experience Center. But then my phone and then my watch and then the computer said, excuse me, we're not having one of those days today. And so the weather's turning a little, you know, it's not agreeing with me at all, so. I got things I got to go do today. It's 73 degrees. The low tonight is about 67. Winds are picking up from the southwest at about 9 miles an hour. Dew point is at 60%. Humidity is at 63, but the pressure's dropping. So you know what that means, right? R-A-I-N, rain. So somewhere in the vicinity of 1017 The Truth, you're probably going to get rained, which means I'm going to get rain and I'm not looking forward to it. And neither of these guys have umbrellas. See where that leaves me, right? Out in the rain. So, yeah, we're not looking at it. So before we took the break, we were talking about where all these stores are starting to close and how we're going to really take a look at what needs to be done. A lot of people are saying, you know, that those things need to change and we need to make sure that we need to make sure that people are able to have a place to go buy food at a reasonable price, that they're able to go places and be able to have more money left over at the end of the month. But that doesn't seem to be the case. I don't know whether or not you can blame tariffs, can you blame inflation? Whatever you want to blame, we just have to understand and realize that the cost of food is going up, but that the cost of labor is going up too. And so residents are pushing back. You know, we talked about last week about how Pick and Save Milwaukee locations are being closed. And so Kroger, the parent company, is planning to close 60 stores nationwide. Five are located in Oak Creek, South Milwaukee, Glendale, and the city of Milwaukee. The story from WISN 12 News said that 35th and Meineke is going to close. Now, a lot of people on the talking text line, a lot of people on the YouTube chat say that they go there, and when they go there, it's always busy. I think the thing we need to understand is what happens on the outside of what you don't know. Like, what is their theft rate? How much money are they losing and writing off because of lost food, food that's returned? You know, all those things that go into it. Prices, how much are you paying? What are your expenses that you're having to pay to just get quality people in to come to work every day? We don't know. But the bottom line is the parent company said that because it's in the city of Milwaukee, because it's in Glendale, South Milwaukee, and Oak Creek, they have to close the stores. They confirmed the closures. It's part of a larger company-wide decision to run more efficiently and ensure long-term health. And so you have to weigh the fact that will other people at other stores keep their jobs by closing the stores here and quite possibly not being able to transfer those people to other stores, but they may just lose their jobs. And so the Center Street Business Improvement District, Dr. Jennifer Potts said, I was gutted because I know this store is necessary in our community, the food, the necessities, the milk, the bread, the produce, the meat. It's needed in our community. And so my argument, my counter argument to that is while you can't control what Kroger does, you can control what your community does. That means that what you need to do is to make sure that you do what? Get together with a group and open up your own store. But that means that you have to make sure that you're able to make money. That means that you're able to be profitable. That you're able to have something in place that enables people to work there and that there's no what we call shrinkage or loss. And one of the reasons why stores leave is because they can't make enough money. Stores leave because they can't generate enough revenue in order to pay the people and pay for the products that they sell. So they either have to do one of two things, close the store or jack up the prices to cover the overhead. When you do that, people complain that it's what? It's too expensive. You're gouging us. You're making more money. A company has to make money in order to have jobs. If they don't sell, I didn't hear what you just said. What? Okay. So somebody just said, my producer X said, maybe he had a point with public grocery stores. Well, guess what? No, the government's never run anything efficiently in their entire life. Do you want the government selling you food and undercutting? Let me give you an example. Don't stop talking. Let me give you an example. When in New York, 2.5 million people have rent control. In New York, those same people complain that they don't have good places to live. If you control the rent and the prices go up and you can't raise the rent, you can't make money, so you can't upkeep your building, you eventually lose it. That is what socialism does to real estate. If you can imagine the same thing, because you're going to lock in prices of food, even though the price of food goes up, you're either going to do one of two things, not sell food or sell food at a lesser price, you'll lose money. So then you'll end up selling less food. It doesn't make any sense. It's the dumbest thing in the world to socialize food. Real estate. It hasn't worked anywhere in the world. It hasn't worked anywhere, nowhere. You can't pick a country where it works. And if you go to the Netherlands, you know what they'll tell you? It's not socialism. It's communism. So we need to understand history. We need to understand historically what those things mean. It sounds good, but we've taken a generation right now and we've lied to them and we've given them idiotic notions that socialism works. Do I hear a theme playing? Anyway, so at some point, it doesn't make any sense. But we'll talk about that on tomorrow. We'll talk about how a city like New York has to deal with a socialist Democrat that is going to put all of the Democrats out of business. All the business, all the great things. So it's unfortunate. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I want to say thank you to Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We are live at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. God bless. Take care. See you in 22 hours. I'll be back. I'm out.
Be quiet.